This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live on this Tuesday, February 9th. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'll be filling in for Alex. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. In the third hour, we've got an exclusive interview with anti-Islamist activist and author Tommy Robinson. He's been on the show before. He, of course, took part in the Pegida UK demonstrations on Saturday, which happened in several different UK cities, as well as others across Europe. So that's going to be a really interesting discussion. I'm going to try and take your calls during that interview. And if possible, in the second hour, Alex Jones might be popping in the second hour, but we'll try and get to your calls at some point. But Fox News has kind of jumped the gun on the New Hampshire primaries by publishing the results in advance. This broke a couple of hours ago on Infowars.com. Fox News is reporting the final results of tonight's Republican and Democratic primaries in advance, with a mock-up page showing establishment favorite Marco Rubio finishing in second place. Now, what obviously happened here was they had some kind of beta test for their website script, which would count the votes as they were coming in during tonight's primary. But somebody at Fox News obviously released that page and published it live to the internet a little too early. Now, as you will note in the article, I'm not saying that this is some dark, shadowy conspiracy on behalf of Fox News, but it's interesting nonetheless, because about 30 minutes after this article was published on Infowars.com, which shows the full results of the New Hampshire primary, despite the fact that basically no votes have taken place yet, Fox News then reset all the totals back to 0%. So they had Trump as the winner on 28%, they had Rubio in second on 15%, Cruz in third on 12%. And again, this was live on the FoxNews.com website, and it has been since at least yesterday. People started to pick up on it today. They also had the result of the Democratic primary. They had Bernie Sanders 10% in front of Hillary Clinton. Of course, if you look at the polls, he's set to beat her by an average of 14% if you look at the cross-polling figures. So basically, this was laid out in public by Fox News on their own website. Yes, it was not a conspiracy. It was obviously a mock-up page. They were beta testing how they would count the votes as they roll in. But what's interesting, of course, is that they then pulled it. They reset all the totals back to 0% 30 minutes after this article was published. Now you have people all over Twitter saying, they never published the results of the New Hampshire primary. Look, I'm visiting the page right now. It says 0%. Well, yes, it's because they flipped it back. What's interesting about this, of course, if you compare it to a couple of weeks ago, we had Microsoft with their app helping to count the votes for the Iowa caucus. Of course, many Trump supporters complained that that aided Marco Rubio, who is in bed with Microsoft, and that it may have helped him cheat in Iowa. There was no evidence for that, but Microsoft did release their predicted results of Iowa almost a week before the primary itself. Of course, that was a close race between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Microsoft, through their Bing predicted technology, released the results and said that Hillary Clinton would beat Bernie Sanders. So people asked the question, was this predictive programming? If people think that, you know, Hillary's a shoe-in, that she's guaranteed to beat Sanders, does that make them less likely to vote for Sanders? Could we be seeing a similar thing with this Fox News article about them publishing the results of the New Hampshire primary before any votes have been made? It's a very interesting proposition, especially if the final tally, when it comes out later tonight and tomorrow, matches with the tally published by Fox News, at least 24 hours in advance. We'll get more into it after the break. Ton of news coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that is descended upon our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
Well, Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate stage.
This is really good.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We did meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom, and I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women, no, Bill raped them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people
are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Moving forward toward the barrier.
On the Alex Jones Show, I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex today. And as I was discussing before the break, Fox News jumped the gun. They announced the results of the New Hampshire primary at least 24 hours in advance with a mock-up web page on their own official website stating that establishment favorite Marco Rubio would come in second. Now, Rubio himself has expressed doubt about whether he will achieve that. He says he may even come in fourth. And, of course, all the discussion has been from the pundits that Rubio has to beat Kasich, he has to beat Chris Christie, he has to beat Jeb Bush. He has to come out on top of the establishment candidates to then become the primary challenger to Trump and Cruz. So interesting that Fox would come out with this. Obviously, it's not a dark, shadowy conspiracy, which I said in the article that's not the case, even though some people in the comments were like, how dare InfoWars suggest that this is some kind of conspiracy? It's obviously a beta test. Well, yes, it is, but it's also interesting that they then removed it immediately after we published this article and it started to get a lot of traction on the web. Because, again, Microsoft, a couple of weeks ago before Iowa, came out with their own prediction based on their Bing technology that Hillary Clinton would beat Bernie Sanders, and that's exactly what happened. Is it predictive programming? Could it sway people to vote a certain way? Well, that's up for debate, but what's not up for debate is that they published the full results of the New Hampshire primary, 100% of votes in, and they actually went into detail. They went town by town and tallied up all the different votes via that way. So this wasn't just a blanket, superficial prediction. They went into detail with this. Somebody hit the publish button by mistake. It's been up on the internet for about 24 hours. Now they've pulled it. But again, it's going to be very interesting to see if the final result tallies with what Fox News published yesterday. Now, we're going to get onto some more news soon. We've got quite a prominent person in the political sphere for a couple of decades now who is predicting that the GOP will rig New Hampshire to help Marco Rubio. We're going to tell you about that in a moment. But first, here's John Bowne with a special report on impeachment. Here's the clip.
Regarding executive orders, the Constitution states in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, that the executive, i.e. the president, take care that the laws be faithfully executed or face impeachment. Specifically, an executive order must find support in the Constitution. Watering down the Second Amendment in order to confiscate the lawful right of a majority of Americans to protect themselves can hardly mean the laws are being faithfully executed.
The conversation has to be based on facts and truth and what we're actually proposing.
A big miss for Obama as he failed to explain to all of us what is contained in his latest executive order. Allowing HIPAA to protect doctors that order gun confiscation of their patients based on vague conditions is what's really sending alarm bells ringing, as if the healthcare system wasn't screwed up enough unconstitutionally by Obama.
We heard not only from the gun lobby, but from United States senators that expanding background checks will, not may, will lead to a registry, which will lead to confiscation, which will lead to a tyrannical government.
Let's not forget that Gabrielle Giffords thankfully survived the 2011 Tucson shooting by the possibly MK-Ultra victimized Jared Lee Loeffner, who erratically declared to the police while victims were still being treated, "I just want you to know that I'm the only person that knew about this." Strange. Unfortunately, federal Judge John Roll, a staunch blockade to Obama's future immigration invasion, was murdered, along with five others. Talk about a conspiracy.
I'm sorry, Cooper. Yes, it is fair to call it a conspiracy. What are you saying? Are you suggesting that the notion that we are creating a plot to take everybody's guns away so that we can impose martial law?
While you've been president, we are at the lowest murder rate in our country. All-time low of murders.
we've been talking about Chicago, but downstate Illinois is closer to Kentucky, and everybody hunts down there. And so this is not alien territory to me.
I grew up in Kentucky. Trust me, those guns aren't just for hunting. And secondly, Obama, you don't know a damn thing about Kentucky. Well, I've got bad news for all of you that scoff at the word impeachment. Once Obama leaves office, he will have set the table for global government to legally come in and feast on the American public. Obama trade, with its laws that bypass the U.S. Congress for the benefit of the banking corporate elite. Obamacare, a middle-class destroying Stasi-esque data collection system masquerading as a healthcare system. Obamagration, flooding our cities with criminals and jihadists. And now Obamafiscation, a solitary push to reduce the threat posed by armed Americans as the final dish by the New World Order's puppet is presented to the table. By not impeaching Obama, our nationalist apathy will legally and necessarily aid and abet the death of the United States of America. The time is now. Call your representative at 202-224-3121. Operators are standing by. And if your representative needs more information, direct them to the NorthAmericanLawCenter.org's Articles of Impeachment of Barack Hussein Obama at the very top of their webpage. John Bound for Infowars.com.
There's John Bound with a special report. Now, continuing from Fox News publishing the results of the New Hampshire primary in advance, we've also got this story up on Infowars.com. Dilbert creator predicts GOP will rig New Hampshire. Now, of course, we had these charges after Iowa with Microsoft with their app counting the vote. Trump supporters felt that Rubio had cheated to attain his surprise third place position. Now we got the creator of the Dilbert cartoon series saying if they don't fix the race, or they fix it only a little, Trump will win big. Scott Adams, the creator of the popular Dilbert cartoon series, predicts that the GOP will rig tonight's primary in New Hampshire to favor establishment favorite Marco Rubio. In a blog posting, Adams argues there is too much at stake for the fixers not to do anything to counter the juggernaut of Donald Trump's campaign. Listen to what he said. There is no natural reason to expect Rubio, the establishment candidate, to have another surprise surge as he did in Iowa. And of course, he points to Rubio's poor performance in Saturday night's debate when he got called out by Chris Christie on basically being a wind-up toy, repeating the same phrases over and over again. So, Dilbert, the creator of Dilbert, continues, for Rubio to have a surprisingly strong second place showing in New Hampshire, look for the most common explanations for that surprise to be his momentum from Iowa. I assume that most of you think it's conspiracy talk and not to be taken seriously. But he points out that he predicted the rise of Trump back in September when everybody else was saying it wasn't going to happen. So that's somebody who's been quite prominent in political circles, definitely not a conspiracy theorist, God forbid, predicting that the establishment will rig it tonight again to help Rubio, because they predicted that he needs to come out on top of the establishment candidates to challenge Trump and Cruz, because it's all going to be about who finishes second and third. They're going to completely ignore the fact that Sanders and Trump are going to win. They're going to argue and debate about the margin with which they win to try and denigrate those victories, because they're terrified of either Sanders or Trump becoming the nominee in both cases. So they're going to try and pump up Rubio. That's what they did after Iowa. Kind of backfired after his gaffe during Saturday night's debate. Now we've got this. Marco Rubio repeats same line again. And this was during a stump speech after the debate, so we've got this clip of Marco Rubio again acting like a wind-up toy. Here it is.
We are taking our message to families that are struggling to raise their children in the 21st century, because as you saw, Jeanette and I are raising our four children in the 21st century, and we know how hard it's become to instill our values in our kids instead of the values that try to ram down our throats. In the 21st century, it's become harder than ever to instill in your children the values they teach in our homes and in our church, instead of the values that they try to ram down our throats in the movies, in music, in popular culture.
So again, literally it's like one of those toys that you pull the cord and it's got like three stock phrases that it comes out with over and over again.
After the break, we're going to play this other video clip where he actually debates himself. He contradicts himself over and over again. Of course, he's been claiming that Obama knows exactly what he's doing. Just a matter of weeks and months ago, Rubio said the exact opposite. We're going to go to that clip after the break. We've also got yet another top security chief in Europe warning about mass civil unrest as a result of this mass immigration policy. We'll be back after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention, listeners of this radio station are set to get free survival food. Farmers vow to keep up with the rush to supply every listener who calls and beats the deadline to claim free 72-hour survival food kits. In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts recommend good for 25 years survival food. In an unprecedented move, Food for Patriots 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners of this radio station. According to a company spokesman, this is happening because we're worried that the people in Washington have an agenda. Control the food, control the people. You don't want to rely on the government to keep your family fed in a crisis. The normal price of these kits is $27 plus shipping, but listeners who act now get them free. Just cover $9.95 shipping and processing per kit. Call 800-942-7579 in the next 48 hours to beat the deadline. To get your free 72-hour survival food kit, you need to call 800-942-7579 right now. That's 800-942-7579.
They don't want to see us tonight. All they want us to do is...
We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Third hour, we've got Tommy Robinson coming up, the anti-Islamization activist and author. We're going to take your calls for him as well. Of course, we're going to dip back into what's happening with the New Hampshire primary, but first I need to draw your attention to InfoWarsLife.com, because again, we've got a great selection of new products. This is how we fund the entire operation. This is how we finance the show. This is how we finance sending reporters to Paris, to Bilderberg, to Oregon, to wherever news is breaking, so we can challenge the mainstream media directly and basically get in their face and try and hijack, take over the narrative, because we're not funded by George Soros. We're not funded by hundreds of millions of dollars in pharmaceutical advertising like the big networks. So we rely on your support. And over at InfoWarsLife.com right now, we've got Anthroplex, the twice daily pill formulation for men. And it synergistically works with Super Male Vitality, which has obviously proven very popular, by using key ingredients that boost male stamina. Anthroplex was created to help restore your masculine foundation and fight back against the attack on men with gender-bending chemicals in our food and water supply. And for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, we're going to give you 15% off and free shipping. So you get it free, you get free shipping, and you get 15% off. But this ends tomorrow, so you've got to get on InfoWarsLife.com today, because this special will end tomorrow. So start fighting back and rebuilding your foundation. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle of Anthroplex before we sell out this limited run. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Support the broadcast, support us being able to hire new reporters and challenge the mainstream media narrative directly. Now, before the break, we were talking about Marco Rubio, who of course got called out for basically being a wind-up toy, repeating the same phrase over and over again, claiming that Barack Obama knows exactly what he's doing. Well, that struck a somewhat different tone to what Rubio himself was saying just a few months ago. Here's Rubio versus Rubio. Marco debates himself. Here's the clip.
And let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
I'm going to say something I don't take lightly. The American foreign policy is in the hands of someone who does not know what he's doing.
If I may respond, I would commend that to Rubio. I think the experience is not just what you did, but how it worked out. But I would add this. Let's dispel with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Well, people, first of all, are scared because they sense the threat. It continues to grow, and the president doesn't know what he's doing.
We are not facing a president that doesn't know what he's doing. He knows what he is doing.
I mean, how can the American people have confidence that this president knows what he is doing?
Well, here's the response. Anyone who believes that Barack Obama isn't doing what he's doing on purpose doesn't understand what we're dealing with here.
We're talking about someone who does not know what he's doing.
There's Marco Rubio debating himself. A few months ago, he asserted that Barack Obama didn't know what he was doing. Now he says Obama knows exactly what he's doing, which is funny, you know, because Marco Rubio has aligned with Obama on numerous different major issues. So if Obama knows exactly what he's doing, as Rubio claims now, then Rubio would be in a perfect position to know that, given that he supported many of the same policies. The primary one being Barack Obama's involvement in the Middle East, and particularly Syria. Marco Rubio has voted, and he's rhetorically supported, arming the jihadist rebels in Syria again and again to supposedly take on Russia. Now, of course, that was Barack Obama's disastrous policy right from the very beginning. We pointed out that the, quote, Syrian rebels, the FSA, were in fact jihadists themselves. We were proven completely correct. More than half of them eventually turned out not to be moderate at all. They ended up giving their weapons to ISIS, defecting to Jabhat al-Nusra and these other al-Qaeda groups, which created the bloodbath in Syria, which created this mass immigration crisis that is now impacting Europe and will eventually impact America. Barack Obama was responsible for that. He pushed for arming the jihadist rebels. He ignored Assad. He ignored a political solution for such a long time. And at every step of the way, Marco Rubio, the fake conservative, was behind him in that goal. You can look at the NSA surveillance issue. Immediately after the Paris massacre in November, Rubio came out and attacked crews and said that we need more NSA surveillance in America to stop terror attacks like the one in Paris. Of course, the attack in Paris couldn't have been stopped by more surveillance because the terrorists were directly communicating with each other and they came in via the refugee program. We'll get more into it after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. But I would add this. Let's dispel with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Facts. Here's the bottom line. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing is just not
there. It is.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
There it is. The memorized 25-second speech.
Oh, that's the reason why the campaign is so important.
To the gang of eight bill first.
Well, here's the response. I think anyone who believes that Barack Obama isn't doing what he's doing on purpose doesn't understand what we're dealing with here. Okay, this is a president. This is a president who's trying to change this country.
Find out more about the robotic politicians that want to enslave you at InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com.
There's Marco Rubio saying that Obama knows exactly what he's doing, contradicting himself. from a few months ago in which he repeatedly said that he doesn't know what he's doing. And Marco Rubio has aligned behind Obama on several key policy issues I described before the break, arming the jihadist rebels. At every step of the way, Rubio was behind that policy that's led to the destruction of Syria and to the growth of ISIS. Of course, the Pentagon in their own documents foresaw the growth of a Salafist principality, in other words, ISIS, long before it happened, which is why they supported the jihadists in Libya and Syria in the first place, because they wanted to topple Bashar al-Assad. Marco Rubio has been behind that policy at every single step of the way. He's also been behind beefing, continuing NSA surveillance. Again, falsely claiming that more surveillance would have stopped the Paris massacre when these people were coming in as refugees, and once they got into Europe, they were communicating with each other directly. So Rubio has been proven wrong again and again. Now we got this article out of WorldNet Daily. Phyllis Schlafly pulls back veil on Rubio's open borders record. Senator Marco Rubio, already struggling to consolidate the support of the Republican establishment after a disastrous weekend presidential race debate performance, now has another obstacle in his quest for the party's nomination. Legendary conservative activist Phyllis Schlafly and her organization Eagle Forum have released a new report detailing what she called Rubio's long history of, quote, betraying conservatives. The memo details specific promises made by Rubio to conservative supporters when he was running for Senate. It also offers evidence of how he broke those vows once elected to the United States Senate. At the top of the list is, you guessed it, amnesty for illegal immigrants. So again, years ago, he was posing as being against amnesty for the millions of illegal immigrants in the United States. Now he's behind the Gang of Eight bill. And again, he's completely flip-flopped, and he's aligned with the major planks of Obama's agenda. So for him to, you know, put himself up against Obama and try not to look like part of the establishment is really pathetic once you dig into Rubio's actual record. But according to Fox News, who released the results of the New Hampshire primary early on their website before scrubbing them, before taking it down when we pointed it out, Rubio set to finish second. That would be a surprise for many, given his poor performance on Saturday night. And even Rubio himself doesn't appear too confident. This is out of the Daily Mail. Rubio dampens New Hampshire expectations as he says he could finish in second, third, or fourth. And only the media is fixated on his robotic debate disaster. Marco Rubio downplayed his chances of a strong finish in New Hampshire on the morning of the first in the nation primary election, saying he has no idea where he will finish, and it could be in as low as fourth place. So again, very bizarre that he would come out with such negative statements. Maybe he's trying to reframe the result. Again, the discussion is all about who's coming second, who's coming third, who's coming fourth. It's not going to be about Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump. In fact, when those inevitable victories happen, they're going to try and diminish them by saying, for example, if, you know, Sanders doesn't beat Clinton by double digits, they're going to reframe that as a defeat for Bernie Sanders. If Donald Trump only wins by 12 percentage points or less, they're going to reframe that, as we focused on yesterday with the Jeb Bush supporting GOP mayor, they're going to reframe that as a defeat for Donald Trump. So it's all about massaging the perspective in the aftermath of these results as they come in. This is out of the Telegraph. While Trump and Sanders smell victory, Hillary Clinton contemplates humiliation. What will be a good result for Hillary in her race against Bernie Sanders? I asked a Democrat. He replied, she'll be happy with second place. Of course, those are the only two running in that particular race. Today's New Hampshire primary will be all about the post-match rationalizations. We expect Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump to win. That's a foregone conclusion. But the political establishment, the pundits and the media, can't even contemplate the thought of a Sanders versus Trump race. So they'll put a wall around New Hampshire, say that it didn't really matter, and look ahead to the states to come. Ergo, who comes second and how close to first they come could dominate media interest. So that's what it's all going to be about with this New Hampshire primary. They're going to try and denigrate the victories of Trump and Sanders by pushing up these establishment candidates, even if, which it looks completely likely in the case of Sanders and Clinton, that Clinton trails him by double digits. So that's what we have to watch out for in the aftermath of this New Hampshire primary. Now, of course, we've got Richard Reeves, who is on the ground in New Hampshire, and he's just come out with this special report in which he talks to a Donald Trump campaign strategist on how Trump will make America great again. Here's the clip.
Richard Reeves with InfoWars.com at the Red Arrow Diner with Steve Miller. What's your position with the Trump campaign again?
I'm the senior policy advisor.
So as senior policy advisor, what are you really looking at? What are the top issues that you're working on?
Well, two of the biggest ones are trade and immigration, and that's a lot of what this election comes down to. And, of course, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been on top of this for a long time, both on the Trans-Pacific Partnership and on the immigration issue and all the different facets of it. So it's really great to be talking to you today. But my short message for your audience would be that if you want to stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership, if you want to close the border, if you want to protect American jobs and wages, then you have to support Donald J. Trump. He's the only person who's been clear and consistent and firm on these issues and who isn't relying on large special interests and donors.
Well, he clearly does appear to be the most serious candidate on that issue, and he's I'm convinced that he will actually get Mexico to even pay for the wall as well, right?
There's no doubt that he will. He's a businessman. He knows how to get stuff done, and the reality is that we have all the leverage with Mexico. They send billions of dollars home every year in what are called remittances, right, which is that illegal immigrants make money here and they send it back home. Mexico's economy depends on it. Mexico's economy depends upon us being outsourced, sending our jobs and factories to Mexico. They depend upon tourism for the United States. They depend upon the ability of their workers to cross our border and come to the United States every single day by the thousands. So they have enormous dependency upon the United States. So we have all the leverage and we're not using it. So we can absolutely get them to pay for the border wall.
Right. And then add to that the cost of American jobs.
Right.
Americans don't get the jobs that they should for the pay that they should.
Right. And so the flip side of this, of course, is that while Mexico is making all the money off of the outsourced jobs, making money off of the remittance payments from the illegal alien workers, making money off of the guest worker programs and everything else, American workers are losing out. And that's why we have seen no wage growth. In fact, we've seen wage declines. That's why we've seen huge numbers of people not working at all. Look at the construction industry. How many construction workers across America right now are unemployed or have given up on construction altogether? Our open border has betrayed American workers in many industries, and construction, of course, is one of the hardest hit, and Donald J. Trump is going to turn that around.
Now, you mentioned TPP a little while ago. Is Mr. Trump fully aware of the ramifications of the passage of TPP, that it would actually pretty much wipe out U.S. sovereignty and open those floodgates to immigration?
Yes, so that's one of the things that he's been clearest on. And again, if you look at the way we've had 8 debates now, I think, and has anyone else in any of the debates besides Mr. Trump laid out a clear trade policy, and specifically, as he did at the last debate, opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership? The answer is it's only been Mr. Trump. And so if you want to protect U.S. sovereignty, then you need to vote for Donald J. Trump. And I'm confident that millions of patriotic Americans all across this country who care about their jobs and wages are thrilled by the fact that we have a candidate and a businessman who's going to stand up for American workers on the TPP.
All right. Well, now, what did you think about the debate last Saturday with the way the audience was kind of rigged in favor of the governors? What do you think about that?
Well, I think it was, again, it's one of the reasons why people love Mr. Trump is that he tells the truth. He tells the truth. I'm sure all of us have watched these debates and wonder why sometimes the audiences seem to applaud for things that, you know, you would think that your typical blue-collar worker wouldn't applaud for, or to jeer things that you think your typical blue-collar worker wouldn't jeer. That doesn't seem to, there seem to be sort of a mismatch between audience reactions sometimes and how your typical Republican voter earning a working-class wage might react. And Donald Trump basically pulled back the curtain. He explained that, you know, our campaign gets 20 tickets, and that most of the tickets are going to donors and special interests. And if you talk to people, everyday Republican voters, they can't get tickets to these things. When's the last time you were offered a ticket to a debate?
Well, and it's a great thing he called out the audience, because that was actually probably a winning moment in the debate right there.
Right, because most Americans aren't large donors. That's the whole point, is Mr. Trump is appealing to, as he will in a general election, people who don't have large check accounts to write checks to politicians. He's appealing to people who go to work every day for a living.
And the GOP, in my estimation, plans on what they did to that debate. That's what they plan on doing in Cleveland in July, is stacking that delegation full of GOP hardline establishment folks.
The easiest thing to do if we want to have Donald J. Trump be our nominee is to show up and vote tomorrow in New Hampshire, and then to vote in South Carolina and all across this country, and that will guarantee, I assure you, that Donald J. Trump will be the Republican nominee, and millions of people are joining this movement, and is going to truly make America great again.
And beyond that, folks, get to your precinct conventions and precinct caucuses, because that's the road to Cleveland. Steve Miller, thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to be here.
That's Richard Reeves, live on the ground in New Hampshire, talking to a Donald Trump campaign representative. And WorldNet Daily also has a story out today about Trump's comments that he made to Michael Savage in an interview yesterday. Trump to Savage, maybe Obama doesn't want to defeat ISIS. In another wide-ranging interview with talk radio host Michael Savage, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump suggests that President Obama might not have a desire to defeat the Islamic jihadist group ISIS, and the real estate billionaire shied away from declaring he would win the New Hampshire primary Tuesday. Trump repeated his observation that President Obama refuses to identify the enemy as radical Islamic terrorism, insisting ISIS and other groups have nothing to do with Islam. Well, of course, we've seen Obama come up with this kind of statement again and again. We've seen him even refer to the Christian Crusades to try and absolve Islam of blame when it comes to radical jihadist terror. And now Trump's pointing that out. He told Savage, quote, maybe he doesn't want to get rid of the problem. I don't know exactly what's going on. Well, of course, we know from back in November, we reported on the fact that the White House, the Obama White House, was giving ISIS a 45-minute warning before bombing its oil tankers. They had the opportunity to bomb these oil tankers for 15 months during the conflict in Syria, completely failed to do so. Of course, then Russia came along and destroyed more than 1,000 tankers in just 5 days after the U.S. had destroyed none over a period of 15 months. The rationalization, of course, was that they didn't want to create an environmental catastrophe. And again, it goes back to this Pentagon document that I've talked about again and again. They foresaw the rise of ISIS. They saw that as a positive development because it would achieve their wider objective of destabilizing Bashar al-Assad. They foresaw the rise of a Salafist principality, in other words, ISIS. So for 15 months, they basically did nothing. ISIS spread throughout the region. Then Russia comes along, again, drops thousands and thousands of pounds of bombs and destroys 1,000 oil tankers in just 5 days. Now ISIS is on the run. They're losing territory. The FSA rebels, many of whom are aligned with ISIS in Aleppo, are about to lose that territory. The media is framing it as some massive defeat, that these jihadist rebels who like to cut people's hearts out on camera and eat them, that that's somehow a bad thing, that they're going to be wiped out of the region. So we see that narrative continuing. But Trump's right in identifying the fact that Obama's complete inaction on fighting ISIS for so long, actually giving the people who drive their oil tankers 45 minutes warning, is a key element in suggesting that maybe he didn't want to rid them from the region. So now those comments to Michael Savage are especially interesting. Jane Fonda's come out, this is from Breitbart, and said that Trump's racism is turning young Muslims into terrorists. That's right, it's not the Quran that directs young Muslims to kill the non-believers. It's all Donald Trump's fault. Actress and feminist activist Jane Fonda, who of course has said nothing whatsoever about the migrant rape scandal that's sweeping Europe, putting thousands of young women at risk, you know, an actual feminist cause, not a word on it. Jane Fonda has accused Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump of driving young Muslims to participate in terrorism. Speaking at the Women's Equality and ERA Coalition's Night of Comedy, quite appropriate, in New York City yesterday, the 78-year-old accused Trump of fanning the flames of people's anxieties and racism. It's terrible and dangerous, Fonda said of Trump's candidacy 2 days ahead of the New Hampshire primary. So because Trump offered this proposal to temporarily limit Muslim immigration into the United States, He's to blame for the future terrorist attacks. Where have we heard this before? We heard it after Charlie Hebdo, where the regressive left blamed the cartoonists for provoking the special snowflake Muslims and offending their feelings, basically blaming them for their own slaughter. We saw it again in the aftermath of Garland, Texas, and we're going to see it over and over again, which is why now we've got police agencies in Europe covering up many of these incidents involving migrant crimes and acts of terror so as not to disrupt this narrative that it's all based in grievance and it's the racist, offensive rhetoric of the riot that's causing these Muslims to act out. Because otherwise they'd be completely peaceful, right? Because it's not as if they throw gays off buildings, stone women to death, kill people who leave the faith of Islam, when there's no external influence whatsoever. You can't blame that on US foreign policy or Donald Trump's comments when it's enshrined into their system of law, when it's enshrined in the Quran, the directives that they follow. That cannot be blamed on Donald Trump. But this migrant situation is escalating. And again, every single day, more reports of rapes, more reports of assaults, more stabbings. And now we've got a Norwegian police chief who is warning that mass immigration could threaten civil unrest and mass disorder across Europe. She's not the first one to say that, by no means. And we're going to get into it more after the break. Also going to take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Don't go away.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Thank you.
personal, Jesus.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Next hour, we're going to go to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We've got Aaron waiting. We're going to go to others as well. But first, I would invite you to visit InfoWarsLife.com because we've got Silver Bullet for 15% off plus 10% off with AutoShip. And then this is another deal that ends tomorrow. It's a total of 25% in savings. Until tomorrow, get Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 15% off and get another 10% off when you use the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, AutoShip is where you can set a regular delivery for the products that you buy on a regular basis, so you don't have to keep going back to the website to do it again and again. And in case you forget or you don't get time, it's a really good feature. And you get 10% off in the process, so it's a total of 25% off with Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet is concentrated to a powerful 30 parts per million in a base of deionized water and stores for years. So whether it's economic meltdown or any other collapse, experts admit colloidal silver is essential to have on hand. Get Silver Bullet for 15% off. Save an additional 10% when you use AutoShip at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, that ends tomorrow, so get on it now at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, this is a story we've been tracking for a while, and we got another top story about it up on InfoWars.com. Norwegian police chief warns mass immigration threatens civil unrest. Influx of Muslim asylum seekers will have, quote, unfortunate consequences. And we've seen a lot of those unfortunate consequences so far with this mass rape scandal sweeping Europe. But the head of Norway's police security service warns that the importation of large numbers of migrants who fail to assimilate into Western society, that's right, defecating in swimming pools is not a form of assimilation, could spark civil unrest and a groundswell of right-wing extremism. And this is the point I've made again and again. When the regressive left stands down and aligns with Islamists, that only creates a vacuum, because so-called liberals aren't standing up for liberal principles. So what does that create? A vacuum for actual neo-Nazis and extremists to fill the void, which is why you see so many of these attacks now occurring on the streets of Europe, where it's extremists attacking migrants, many of whom will be innocent people. That's not on us. That's on the regressive left for failing to stand up for liberal principles. It's created that backlash. Censoring people who make critical comments about their government's migration policy on Facebook and Twitter, giving them police home visits, as happened in the Netherlands, that's going to create an increased backlash. They know that, which is why top security experts are now warning about it, including Benedikt Bjorland, who is the head of Norway's SSP, who during a security and defense conference in Sweden said that the recent surge in asylum seekers from Muslim countries could have unfortunate consequences, including violent clashes. Quote, one cannot take for granted that new population groups automatically adapt to the norms and regulations in Norwegian society. New populations are not homogeneous, and they can bring their ethnic or religious differences from their homeland. And that's exactly what we've seen, especially in Sweden and Norway, with people being attacked, raped on the streets, and the police organizations there ordered to cover it up so as not to legitimize critics of mass immigration. These warnings have also been sent out by German security experts, Angela Merkel. They've been sent out by French security experts. We've now got the French army preparing for immigrant uprisings in these Muslim ghettos, and they're preparing to take back national territory. This is the mass civil unrest that's coming to Europe. We're going to get to more of this and to your calls after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.